Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is, Hilltop Mother. Shut your mouth. What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh, well, what that is?
Hilltop.
Show with the one and only Robin Lynn Maven. I am streaming Vibes Live. Welcome to another exciting Saturday.
Hi.
Here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
Hi.
How's your weekend
beautiful
going?
Beautiful in Seattle, too. Beautiful right. In Seattle, too. Sunny skies. I think it's cold out, but it's beautiful.
All right. I want to thank everybody
kids
for tuning in.
The kids are all mad at me because I done already broke into their piggy banks and I done got all their coins so I can dump them all in the jukebox for today's show.
All right. Well, we got a hot lineup today for the jukebox. We got the one and only Mr. Theo Peoples. Former lead singer of The Temptations, former lead singer of The Four Tops, and now he's the third half of Voices of Classic Soul with Mr. Joe Coleman and Mr. Joe Blunt that we've already had on the show. So we're being entertained in another 5 minutes, 10 minutes by Mr. Theo Peoples. He will be with us momentarily here on the Jukebox Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for making the Hilltop Radio Show number one on their streaming devices. Monday night, this past Monday, with Butch Dale, Spider D, one of the biggest shows ever with big ass numbers. And I can't express my gratitude and humbleness for those two legends in the game, how they really dedicate themselves to be a part of Hilltop Radio Show, along with Mr. Leroy Johnson as well, too, Rick James's brother. These guys really back what we're doing over here on Hilltop. So without them being a part of us, and Mr. Charles Glenn, Mr. Rusty Allen, Mr. Larry Dodson, Mr. Danny Thomas, Eric Dial over there in the UK, Christina Wilshower over there in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for all that you do for us over here in the States, and making Hilltop hot. DJ Sean Live 24/7 is really pumping out the music for you guys. Old school R&B, funk, soul, soft rock, and we're going to be adding smooth jazz to that package for you guys 24/7. And then we're getting ready to bring you guys on demand all of Hilltop Radio shows on demand Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, and on demand classic hip hop, and on demand old school reggae, and on demand in the mix. Coming soon, the hottest independent artists across the world are going to be in the mix.
Doing it well.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Guys are going to be entertained with hot music. Yeah. So let's go ahead. We're going to play a quick song here on the jukebox, and we'll be right back. This is The System. Get your quarter ready. Don't disturb this groove. And we're not going to allow nobody to disturb our groove here on the Jukebox Radio Show. We'll be right back with DJ Sean, Robin Lynn, Maven Vibes Live Radio up there in Seattle, Washington.
Thank you.
to the jukebox. That's the system. Don't disturb this groove. We're getting ready to call the band of the hour, Too Sweet to Be Sour.
Ooh.
Hello.
Mr. Theo Peoples, welcome to the Jukebox Radio Show, my brother.
Hey, my man, Mr. DJ Shaw, how are you?
All right. I am fine, man. Finally, we got you here, man. I thought I was going to come out there to St. Louis and kidnap you, man.
That's a lot going on.
We was on the way, Theo.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm glad to be here, though.
And we're glad to have you, finally. Well, man, again, thank you for your patience, respecting, you and your family, and, just trying to find the right time to get you here. I know it's been delayed and things like that, but you can't help, when things happen, you got to set pride and ignorance to the side and wait to the, to the timing. And this is our timing, and I, through conversations on the phone and everything, man, I appreciate you, and we love you, and, got you back, like we promised the listeners, man, and you're here. We're here. So we're going to handcuff you.
I'm glad to be here.
We're going to handcuff you for a little while, man, so you handcuff
okay.
To Robin Lynn, because she's the one who likes to jump out the cakes and stuff. So you handcuffed her for a little bit.
Hi, Rob. I know her. Okay, I'm right here.
Right, thank you. A sweetie for a sweetie.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what, it's just been ridiculous on my end with had death in the family, and I thank you so much for your patience with that, and we just got a lot of people coming into town this weekend, so it's a little bit on my plate, but I promised DJ Sean I'd get this done, and I am happy to be a part of it.
So what I did on social media, I stated that, for everybody to pray for you and your family, because of death and everything. So we had a lot of response on social media for you, man. So even one of them was Joe Coleman even reached out. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah. I think he's got a birthday coming up when he's going to be performing, I think Monday.
Okay.
And yeah, everybody's just been wonderful to me. And thank you for your prayers and your thoughts. And we appreciate it. It goes out with love.
Oh, no problem. You're part of our family, man. So, we happy to have you here. So, man, let's go back. When did all this start? When did Theo Peoples, get the singing and, doing his thing? When did it all start for you?
Oh, man. Oh, it goes back to my church days, playing piano for my father, who was the pastor of a church. And it just... things seem to have blossomed from there to, I don't think I started singing until I was 19. So I never knew I could sing, but that's because I've been a musician first. So, I made an endeavor with that, found out I could sing a little bit. And so I started pursuing that as well as my piano playing. And I think it was 1992, 91. I was playing in a hotel, and the Temptations happened to be staying there. And one of the members came down to the lounge. He heard me performing and offered me a job.
Oh, wow. Let me get my kazoo and go into a hotel, man. See, I can pick up my somebody like that.
For me, you ain't even got to sing. Just say Robin Lynn. Just say Robin Lynn. You ain't even got to sing.
I don't even got to sing.
Say her name.
Okay, baby. How was that at that point in time, Theo? How was that experience having you know, probably a group that you follow, you know, your family follow, friends follow, and just to have one of the members come up and say, hey, we want to bring you on board with us, and then bam. How was that experience?
I really didn't believe it at first because I didn't know. I knew of the Temptations, but I didn't know the individual members. So this guy said, hey, man, we're here doing a private function, and I sang with the Temptations. I'm like, oh, great. Well, you know, he said, man, you can sing a little bit. Can I get a card? And when he asked me that, I'm like, okay, I'll give you my card. He ain't going to call. Six months later, Otis Williams called my house, and I think my mom answered the phone, and he told her who she was, and he hung up on him because she didn't believe it either.
Oh, wow.
And he turned around and called back. And he said, no, ma'am, this really is Otis Williams on the tip today. So she gave me the phone, and we talked, and I got excited at that point. I'm like, wow, this is really happening. I'm like, okay. So they flew me out to L.A. No, it wasn't L.A. It was Atlantic City, where they were doing a show at the Trump Plaza Hotel. And they have a part of the show where everybody sings My Girl, and they bring people up out of the audience to sing that. And that was my audition.
Mm.
So after singing for 3 days in a row, My Girl, they said, we want to offer you the job, but you got to learn the steps. At that point, they flew me to Los Angeles. And the rest is history.
So let me ask you this. I was watching I Like Standing on the Top with the Rick James. How many different steps is in that song, man? It's like they're all over the
man. Look,
okay.
Look, even they not moving like that no more.
Good question.
Everything is slowed down. It's a snail's pace now. But at
that time, yeah. Right.
Oh my God! It took me about 6 or 7 months to learn the routines of the Temptations.
Ooh,
and,
wow.
And we talking 5-6 hours a day, 5 days a week. When they fly back into town off the gig, they fly me up there and we rehearse. And man, it was rigorous. But I said, I'm determined. I'm gonna be a Temptation. So that once I learned the steps, my first show was in Japan, and I never will forget it because I saw Christmas. Two Christmases in the same year.
Oh, wow.
When I left Japan to come home, it was Christmas morning. When I got home, it was Christmas morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So I will never, ever forget that. It was just crazy.
Wow. That's awesome, man. So with your time with the Temptations, you were, I think, the only member in a group that wrote music and was able to produce the music, correct? Because usually it was somebody else, like Smokey, at that time back in the day, was someone else writing the music, but they finally gave you the pen and the paper, right?
Well, you know, it was more writers. Smokey Robinson did a lot of writing. Then you had Norman Whitfield, who did a lot of writing for the Temptations, and you know, I wrote a song or two. Ollie Woodson, he wrote Treat Her Like a Lady. So there were members of the groups who were able to sing and play as well. So they had some skills. And it was at that time, Ollie Woodson was singing lead when they were, auditioning me. And I was just like, wow, who is this guy? He is just incredible. So, you know, the Temptations is a very talented group, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to sing with them.
Right. Then you left the Temptations, and then I don't want to say jumped on board. Then another Motown great group picked you up, and it was Four Tops. So you stayed in the Motown family. And how was your experience with the Four Tops? Because you, you perform with some legends from the beginning with them as well too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the Temptations and the Four Tops traveled a lot, and they did shows together. They called it the TNT Show for over 40, 50 years. I believe they still perform together.
Wow.
So for me to leave the Temptations and become a member of the Four Tops was kind of, you know, the Temptations just took it like, okay, we got an enemy in the camp. Since I left them and joined the Four Tops, it was just kind of funny. But we took it all in stride. And the Four Tops was just another classy group who, I believe they covered the pop side of music for Motown. And so the Temptations with having the black audience and the Four Tops with having the white audience, they ran that together, and they've just got shows all over the world.
Wow. And then you had to learn the Four Tops dance steps.
Well, they steps was easy. You pretty much do what you want to do.
Okay.
You know, you can learn their steps in 2 days.
Okay.
That's how, you know, they weren't as regimented as the Temptations.
Wow.
It was a great experience, you know.
Wow.
And I'll be grateful for that.
I can believe it, man. I can believe it. This is the Jukebox Radio Show. We got the one and only Mr. Theo Peoples, former lead of Temptations, former lead Four Tops. Now he's with Voices of Classic Soul along with Mr. Joe Blunt and Mr. Joe Coleman.
Amazing.
Trio is really doing their things. You guys remember we had them on in there. We're going to get to Mr. Coleman and Mr. Blunt shortly, Theo. I think one of my me being in your shoes, I'll just say for the day, I think my memorable moment would be performing at Super Bowl 32 in sunny San Diego, California. Green Bay Packers played the Denver Broncos, and you had an opportunity.
Yep.
That halftime show was one of the biggest halftime shows in almost all the Super Bowls because the Temptations were performing halftime, and then Smokey surprised everybody by being there as well. Tell us a little bit about that experience, man, being center stage in the Super Bowl during halftime. Millions and millions of people worldwide, all around the world watching this.
That was amazing. It was, you know, you do shows around the world and then there's the Super Bowl. So it's not like any other concert. The way they do things is just big. I mean, you know, because millions of people are watching. And it was amazing. I must say I've never had that experience of being, first of all, being at the Super Bowl and then being performing on doing the halftime show. That's a mountaintop moment for me, and I'll never forget it. And my football team won, and I sold my tickets for like $1,500 a pop, and I got $3,000 in my pocket, and it was my birthday.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised. Wow, that's amazing. I'm surprised nobody
Happy
didn't
birthday.
Recruit you while you was there, because you're a tall, big dude, man.
Just passing the ball.
I thought I was big until I saw those football players. I'm like, oh, my God. Dude, <were you? laughs> But, yeah, it was amazing. I'm going to say, that's another memory that I will never, ever forget, and I'll cherish it for the rest of my life.
Wow.
So.
Got paid, sold your tickets, your birthday, and your team won. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't think I can not remember that day as long as I live, neither.
Absolutely. So I've just had a lot of experiences in my lifetime that I can look back and cherish. And, you know, now that part was over, I had the pleasure of joining Voices of Classic Soul.
Wow.
Which is just a whole nother lane with four different groups. But at
amazing.
Least the library of music that we have is amazing. So I don't know where life leads me here, but I'm just grateful for God blessing me to be able to do what I love to do.
Before we go to the Voices of Classic Soul, you also, I did some research on you, Mr. People, so I'm just going to let you know, man. I'm going to be throwing some stuff at it, so you could be like, damn, he really went some faces on me.
I can see, so far you've been doing a good job.
Okay, thank you, man. Thank you, I appreciate it. Tell us, I know you had the experience out of all the people in the world to do a duet with the great Aretha Franklin, man. How was that humbling experience and her, you know, picking you out of everybody she could have went to, you being a part of, you know, coming into her world as a, you know, as an artist, man? How was that?
Again, another mountaintop moment, but I don't think I was hand selected. Levi Stubbs and Aretha Franklin did that duet on an album, decades ago. And I think it was the Four Tops 50-year anniversary, and they wanted to cover that song. So at that time, I being the lead singer of the Four Tops, I had the pleasure of singing with Aretha Franklin. And now I thought I could sing, but you talk about a nervous brother. I'm like, I'm standing next to the
queen.
Come on, Theo, don't lose. Right? Don't drop the ball now, baby boy. And she's just very gracious. She's a consummate professional. And I can't remember in radio music history that Aretha sang with any other man. A duet, I mean, I can't think of it on a show. I mean, I'm sure she's recorded.
I did the check, and I think you're the first ever. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Wow. I tell you what, that was the only time I was ever really, really nervous, because I'm standing next to the queen.
Wow.
She really made me feel comfortable. And the song we sang, I think we were dedicating it to Levi Stubbs, because, you know, he had left the group for health reasons. And we sang that show, and it wasn't a dry eye in the house. It was amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we got the one and only again, amazing. Mr. Theo Peoples is in the house. Also, Mr. Peoples, we got the one and only Doc Honeycutt is on with us as well, 105.3 here in Charlotte. What's up, Doc?
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Happy Saturday.
Hi, Doc.
Hey, man.
Hello.
Doc, I got Theo handcuffed to Robin. So we can keep him for a couple of minutes here on the show. And we're trying to keep her from jumping in the cake butt naked, as she says.
It's okay, baby. Go jump
in the cake. I'm taking it with me, too, in and out the cake.
Come on.
Man, it's nothing but like a laugh. I'm going to play a compilation of you. I'm not going to tell you the songs or the groups that you were with, but I put something together for you, and I'm getting ready to play it for you here on the show, and we'll be right back with Mr. Theo Peoples here on the Jukebox with Robin Lynn Maven, and Doc Honeycutt is in the house, y'all. We'll be right back.
Hey.
I truly believe from the bottom of my heart that this is one of the world's greatest, greatest love songs. A song that was recorded and performed by a group called Heatwave. Now, this is our rendition, and we hope you'll enjoy it, so check it out. Always and forever. Each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. you. I know tomorrow will still be the same. 'Cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change.
Anybody can get a copy of that $69.95. And if Theo autographs it for you guys, that's $1,016.95.
That's the today's special.
That's the day special.
Wow.
I'm like, right. Man, hell, if you get $1,500 for them Super Bowl tickets, I know I can get $1,000 for you.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, just the old people, y'all. Just the old people, y'all.
Right.
People say, get two copies.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So Theo, what I'm gonna do is sometimes in the show I hand it over to the ladies and let them ask you some questions and we'll move on. Like I said, I know you got family in town and we're not gonna keep you long here on the show. Mm-hmm. Just your presence alone is humbling enough for us, and
mm-hmm.
you spending a little bit of time, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we still appreciate you. You know, taking time out of your schedule in a day like today with family and, you know, a loved one passing away and everything like that. But you also need your state of mind as well, too, man. So we're getting you away from all that. Get you on here. Get you laughing and everything like we're doing, man. And we appreciate you again. We really do. So at this time,
thank you.
I'm going to go to Doc Honeycutt 105.3. FM here in Charlotte, and I'll get her to ask you a couple questions. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay,
thank you, DJ. So let me say first, Mr. Peoples, I'm very honored to be under the sound of your voice today. Just thank you for taking your time out with Hilltop Radio, and my condolences to you and your family for your loss, and definitely praying for your strength. But, you talked about DJ Sean hit on you, you know, doing a duet with Aretha Franklin, and you said that, you know, you think that was like the most nervous that you have been during a performance. So I just wanted to know, how do you channel those nerves when that happened? You know, because, you know, this is what you do. You know what I'm saying? This is
right.
Your game right here. And then for you to say that, you know, you got really, really nervous, once you get those nerves, like, you have to know what to do with them. So how do you channel that?
I you know, to be honest, I don't even know. I'm like, I'm standing next to the queen. I'm trying to wrap my head around that. Wow. But this is going to happen. So I just say a little prayer. Help me, Lord. It goes nothing.
Uh-huh.
And, mm-hmm. you know, I just put my best foot forward, like, you know, with fear, if you turn that into energy and put it in a positive light, you can achieve anything.
Absolutely.
So I just, that's how I focused on it. And she was very gracious to me, and I was honored to sing with Aretha Franklin.
Amazing. Now, do you feel like that was the most memorable performance that you've done then?
Yeah, that's probably at the top of my list. I mean, I've sang with different groups, and we've opened for other acts and whatnot. But yeah, the Queen of Soul, you don't get no higher than that.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely agree. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Robin Lynn.
Yeah. What was your favorite Four Tops song, and what was your favorite Temptation song?
You can already get him in trouble.
You're right.
I'm not.
I got to pick my words, girl.
It's okay.
Well, the Four Tops song was probably Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. At least that's what I better say. Yeah, that'd be the one. And the Temptations would be My Girl.
You got him right, girl. His wife must be next to him somewhere.
Which leads me to my next question.
Okay.
Do you play your own music in the background while you're trying to romance?
Oh,
anybody
Lord.
But me.
Really?
Yes. She's like, baby, I love you, but I hear you all the time. put that noose on. Let me get the move.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, we keep it real. You know, she grew up with me through all of this, and been married 27 years now, and
wow.
She's been an amazing woman. So, yeah, but she liked to hear Luca.
All right.
Amazing.
So let's move forward to how did Joe Coleman, talented brother, you know, we love him. He was on the show as well, and Mr. Joe Blunt, another exciting artist as well. How did they end up, you know, how did you end up getting, you know, connected with them with the Voices of Classic Soul, man?
Man, that was kind of interesting how that happened, because Joe called me. He said, Theo, my name is Joe Coleman. I'm looking to call you. And they had a concert.
Did you hang up on him?
No, I did not. I didn't hang up on Joe. But the call was just unusual. And he said, I'm the former singer, lead singer of the Platters, and I work with Joe Blunt. And at that time, Glenn Leonard was the Temptation guy. And he said, we have a concert with the symphony, and Glenn is unable to attend. Could you fill in for Glenn Leonard? I'm like, yeah, of course I could. And so we discussed it and discussed the price, and I covered that show for Glenn, and at that point I enjoyed it. I'm like, wow, this is cool. Somebody else singing me for a change. Let me sit in the background and do the oohs and ahs. The show went wonderful.
Oh, wow.
And Joe said, Theo, man, I enjoyed that. You know, if we should need you again, would you be interested? They're coming back. I said, absolutely. You call me if you have anything. I think a month or two later, he called, and Glenn, you know, he has a set of Temptations, and I think that they were going on tour in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't do both groups. So Joe called me and asked me, could I possibly be a part of this unit? And I, without question, oh, hell yeah. Absolutely, call me. I mean, because I just saw this particular group being bigger than all of the other ones individually. You've got all of this combined in one group. I'm like, that's huge. That's a hell of a platform.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I would love to be a part of this. And they hired me.
Wow.
And a beautiful bunch of brothers. And, man, I've just never been more comfortable with a group with these guys than I have been with the Temptations and the Four Tops, because, you know, we're seasoned men. We, you know, we have our credentials, and all we just have to do is live up to them.
Wow. That's amazing. To bring, you know, guys from, you know, the Drifters and the true affection and the Platters and combined together, and you're a part of that, you know, with the Temptations background and the Four Tops background. Man, hell, man, them people are getting a hell of a show.
Yes, indeed.
All wrapped up in one show. Right, absolutely.
All
with all of that library of music.
And now, there's another group where you had to learn dance steps.
You know what? Yeah. I couldn't get around this one. And Joe said, oh, yeah, we got steps too. I'm like, damn.
Some people actually can't dance. So can you dance, or did you have to, like, learn how to dance?
I was a piano player. I didn't have to dance. But now I do.
So
I couldn't dance. I was a brother with two left feet, so everything had to be taught to me.
Robin Lynn, we need to reiterate that. If
they need dancers, we got them.
This is right.
That this goes without saying.
Oh,
but we're not talking
we
about us. We're talking about him.
Oh, you want me to dance?
Play another song, Sean. So
your
you can dance
will
for
never
us.
Be the same,
I will play another song here. We'll be right back with Mr. Theo Peoples.
All right.
Okay. In you, I believe that we in love eternally. Well, there's more I can see. You'll always be for me.
I believe in you. You see, I'm a believer.
All right, that was Mr. Theo Peebles live. I try to find a lot of live shows, you know, that the artists do now, Theo, because you could get more reaction out of the crowd, you know, than just playing the song. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you enjoyed that one.
You took me back with that one. Yeah, you took me back with that one. Wow. Amazing.
That was very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Levi painted that picture. No one can paint it better than him. And it was just an honor for me to be able to sing the song. Whitney Houston's done it. So many other people have done it. I'm just glad to be a part of that team, too. So,
wow. So what's next for Mr. Theo Peebles?
Well, Voices of Classic Soul is what's next for us. We finally got this up and running, and then we got slapped in the face with, what is it, COVID-19.
Corona.
And so we... So what we're doing now is we're just making sure that we're ready to go out and they finally get a vaccine and things turn back to normal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. So, Theo, man, if there's anything that you want your fans to remember you by, what would that be when it's all said and done for you?
Wow, that's a great question. I would like for them to know that I love them and I thank them for the years of being fans. And I'm eternally grateful to them for that. And just do know that I love each and every one of them from the bottom of my heart. And they haven't heard the last of me.
All right. We're going to play one more song, man, before we let you go. This is something that I found. And I listened to it, and I was like, wow, it touched me by listening to it. So I'm going to play it, and we'll be right back with Mr. Theo Peebles, y'all. Somebody that just called in, a special guest. Go ahead, caller. Your mic is open. Anything you want to say to Mr. Peebles?
Yeah, I've been following your career for a very long time. And I just want to tell you, man, that I...
What's up, Joe?
Yeah, what's going on, man? And I'm honored to share the stage with you, brother. Honored to share the stage.
Right back at you, big brother. I appreciate that. I'm like, who in the heck am I about to talk to?
Yeah, who the heck is what they want?
Wow.
No money.
right, exactly. How you doing, Joe?
Man, I'm doing fine, man. Just hanging out today. I had to do a statue unveiling down in Manassas, Virginia today, outdoors. You know, I went down there, and the governor, lieutenant governor of Virginia, and Senator Warren, and some Congress people. It was all kinds of folks down there. I said, man, I'm in high cotton here today. So,
yeah.
So just hanging out, man, but So Birdie told me that you were on the lines. I just wanted to holler at you, man, and encourage you to, you know, keep on doing, using that wonderful talent you have, and take care of yourself and your family. You know, do your thing, man. Do your thing. We got work.
Thank you, big brother. Yes, we do, yeah. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're totally welcome. Yeah, and did that, Sean? Thanks for the heads up for me to be sliding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, slide in. You doing all right, brother? Brother Sean.
Yeah, man, I'm doing good, man. Even better now. You know, hey, Theo, I ain't gonna lie. I text Joe. I say, if you got a minute, call in. I got Theo on.
Well, I said, you gotta warn me next time. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah,
listener, first time caller.
Right.
I'm gonna call in as the mask. A mass harasser.
Oh, boy. That was a relief.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called me.
Joe, I'll be calling you in the middle of the week to get you connected with Doc so you can get on her show on 105.3. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, that'll work.
All right.
Till then, y'all.
All right.
Stay safe.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
thank you.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
All right. Mr. Joe Blunt. See, man, I think about you, man. You know, we love you. I said, let me call out to one of the Joes. So whatever Joe popped up first in my phone, that's who I hit. So there you go.
Theo, before you go, will you autograph my cake?
Yes, darling. I'll autograph your cake, even if I got to fly there to do it.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
You are quite welcome. Oh, Lord. That's all right. She had to get hers in.
Well, Theo, man, I hope we you know, brung some enjoyment to your day, man, without, you know, any sadness of what's going on. You know, with your family, man. So
I appreciate this. You guys have really brightened up my day, and I just thank you so much for the love and the appreciation. This is amazing. Thank you.
I'm also get you connected with Doc as well, Theo, so you can get on her show as well too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Keep me in the loop, you guys, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday. And have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right, man. We love you, man. And again, we're here for you anytime you need us. And if you need any cake jumpers, you know, just call DJ Sean and we can get y'all set up, man.
I got one for sure, right?
You got one for sure.
Okay.
We do weddings, bachelor parties. We do it all. Homecoming,
bar mitzvah,
reunion.
That's right.
Bathroom breaks, barbecue.
Not too much. Okay, enjoy your day. I'm out.
All right, man.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
All right, bye bye.
All right. All right, you guys, that was the one and only Mr. Theo Peoples, Voices of Classic Soul, and what an honor to be for Joe Coleman to pop in on us as well here on the Jukebox Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for being a part of the shows that we do, Mondays, Wednesdays, and here on Saturdays. November is going to be a big month for us here on the Hilltop because the 9th through the 13th, we're going to be doing an Indie Artist Appreciation Week here on Hilltop. We're going to be giving back to the independent artists that took time out of their schedule to be a part of our shows here on Hilltop. And Wednesday night, we're honored again with Asia Million, talking about her book, no other than to talk about it on The Quiet Storm. And then next Saturday on the Jukebox, we'll be going to be live with Mr. Spider D. He'll be with us, tuning in with us on the Jukebox Radio Show. And then Monday, November the 2nd, it's ladies' night here on the Hilltop. We're going to have two talented independent artists, female independent artists, here on the show as well. So November's going to be very, very busy for us, as well as Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays and Saturdays here on the Hilltop. So at this time, I'm going to, Robin, let everybody know where they can follow you at on the social media outlet.
Everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Twitch, Mixler, YouTube, Gmail at Robin Lynn Maben. And then, of course, the Vibes Live Radio. And then you can find me right here at the Hill Talk Radio Show. Ain't going nowhere.
All right, all right. Thank you for all that you do and bring to the Hilltop. Doc Honeycutt, welcome, welcome, welcome. I know you was at work doing your thing. Let everybody know where they can follow you at and be a part of your world.
Go to IG and follow me right now at Doc Honeycutt Enterprises. Please follow the journey. We got some exciting things going on. Facebook, Doc Honeycutt. You know, you can find me right here, my home. I don't know why he be saying 105, because this the home right here. Find me on Hilltop Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, Saturdays. But since he's always talking about 105, you can find me there on Sundays.
Early goddamn Sunday morning. Early in the fucking morning, y'all. Real early.
Listen to me on 105.3. You can't go to bed.
That's right. Well, again, everybody that tuned in, I want to thank the fans for making us number one. Still the numbers for Saturday last Monday night with Mr. Butch Dale and Spider D, they're still coming in crazy. One of the biggest Mondays I've had since I've been doing this show for 10 years. The Monday was one of the biggest nights as far as listeners, and they still going back listening to the show. So I want to extend a hand out, extra special thank you to Butch Deo, Uncle Butch. So I told him I'll call him Uncle Butch. And Spider D for taking time out of the schedule and being a part of the show. And the whole DMV for taking time and listening to the show as well. So on behalf of DJ Sean, Robin Lynn, Doc Honeycutt, the Jukebox Radio Show, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you come tune in Monday night. It's the Indie Artists Review. We'll see you guys. You guys have an awesome weekend. We love you. Peace out.
Yes, for sure.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.